Hello there, my name is Seth Juarez. We're here in Orlando, Florida for Worldwide Partner Conference 2015, and this is season two of a Launchpad series. I'm filling in for Baldwin, and we have a special guest. Ron, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do, bud.
Hi, Seth. My name is Ron Lynn Austin. I work for Informatica. I'm part of our cloud team, and I'm a senior product manager on the team.
Fantastic. Well, you have some slides. Let's see what you got.
Yeah. So my goal here for today is to first give you guys an introduction of who Informatica is.
Okay.
I'll then really kind of focus on kind of the core problems around cloud analytics and what we do to help solve that.
Okay.
I'll then talk about our specific offerings around Microsoft Azure and Cortana Analytics.
Fantastic.
And I'll also talk about the Azure Advanced Data Analytics Suite.
Let's do it.
All right, so a little bit about the company. So we're the world's number one provider of data integration software. To put it simply, we make great data ready to use. The company has over $1 billion in annual revenue. We've got over 5,000 customers.
Nice.
And me focused on the cloud team, we're very much focused on providing the industry's leading integration platform as a service. We're also focused on providing the most comprehensive set of cloud integration and data management solutions, whether it's for cloud, on-premise, or hybrid deployments.
Fantastic.
One of the things I'm most proud of as part of working on the team for 10 years, we're actually at a point now where we're seeing 7 billion rows of data per day being processed through our cloud services.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, that's a lot of data.
That's right. And actually that is one of the key challenges that we're seeing as people are moving to analytics in the cloud. What we're seeing is that there are really four common issues that people see. And the first one is around the amount of data. Mm-hmm. We're seeing upwards of 10 times the amount of data being generated every 5 years. So having a data integration solution that's able to deal with that type of scale is critically important. Another part that's really important around integration is just the number of data sources that you have to deal with. Not only are you dealing with traditional systems like Dynamics, SAP, Oracle systems that are on-premise, you're also now starting to deal with new systems that potentially didn't even exist 2 years ago.
Right.
Cloud applications are popping up all the time. So having a solution that's able to deal with new data sources quickly but still be able to connect to your traditional data sources is critically important.
Of course.
Yeah, and one of the things about moving analytics into the cloud, we're also seeing that it's no longer just IT that's focused on these solutions. The line of business and business users are actually being asked to do more.
I see.
So having solutions that not only that core IT person can use, but even that traditional business user, giving them solutions, is really important going forward. And lastly, it's really about speed. Mm-hmm. Right? People are moving to the cloud because of cost and speed. So being able to do data integration very quickly is something that we're very much focused on.
So what do you mean by data integration? I mean, it sounds really, really neat, but I'm a programmer, right? What does it mean to have a data integration service?
Yeah, so especially when we're talking about Azure, one of the key things that we do when we're connecting to, so let's say cloud applications, those cloud applications are typically accessible from a data standpoint, either through REST APIs or web-serviced APIs. Now, going off and programming to those things is one way of doing it. But what we really help provide is solutions where you have a no-coding approach.
I see.
So being able to go in through a visual interface, wizard-driven approaches potentially for the business users, where they're looking at logical objects. They're not looking at API calls. They're seeing things like the account object. And being able to take that data and loading it into Azure is really one of the key things that we're focused on.
Cool.
And we do that, again, not just for cloud systems, but we also do that with the traditional on-premise systems. And we do that in a way that's very secure. So before we actually jump into the demo, I'll show you a little architecture diagram that talks about how we do that.
Let's do it.
Great. Just another quick note, I'm going to be focused on the Informatica cloud solutions in the demo. But Informatica has been around for a very long time, so we've got a really large install base that uses our core product called PowerCenter. So we also have the ability to support with our core offerings the connectivity to the different Azure services. And we also have the ability to run that core on-premise offering up in the Azure cloud.
Cool.
All right, so here's a quick look at a landscape of what customers are doing today. For the folks that are traditional Informatica users, they're using our core PowerCenter, that's our on-premise product, and they're extending their analytic infrastructure, and they're now connecting to Azure. Now, what we're seeing is that's one group, again, that's the IT users that are doing this, but we're also seeing kind of those line of business application teams. They're doing a lot of these analytics themselves. So they're using Informatica Cloud to not only connect to those on-premise data sources, but also to some of those cloud applications that they're responsible for. And they're going through the data integration process with Informatica Cloud and loading that into Azure.
I see.
And again, you will see this in great detail when we actually get into the demo itself.
Cool. I also see you got machine learning there in the back too.
Yeah. Our goal here is really to support the full stack. So with Cortana, with the Cortana Analytics Suite and with the advanced services through Azure, the whole breadth of the solution is what we're looking to provide.
Fantastic.
All right, so before I jump to the demo, again, connecting to Cortana and under the covers, we're really connecting to systems like Azure SQL Data Warehouse, standard Azure SQL Database, and Azure Blob Storage. Those are the kind of the key building blocks that we're focused on right now, and we're going to continue to expand on this going forward.
Awesome. Well, it's time for a demo, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Let's do it.
All right, so we're going to connect to some very simple data sources in my demo, but we do have the ability to connect to a whole bunch of things, and I'll reference this again in the demo itself. Now, when we go and take a look at the demo, what we're actually going to be doing is using the Informatica Cloud Services. So I'll be doing this through a browser. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be leveraging something that's called the Vibe Secure Agent. This is the actual data integration engine that's running.
Okay.
And that's something that we're going to ask customers during the install process to install some behind their firewall. So just pick a machine behind the firewall, or you can run this up in Azure as well. And being that this is behind the firewall from a security standpoint, what you'll see me do is you're going to see me build mappings in the browser, but we're actually going to push the instructions down to the secure agent. So let's say if we're moving from a standard SQL Server database and we're loading that up into Azure, the secure agent is going to make the connectivity.
I see. So that way you're not poking a hole
Exactly. Outside
and people can't break into your system.
That's exactly.
And not only that, you could also, for example, with HIPAA requirements, you might have a transformation that needs to happen before it even leaves the premises.
That is exactly right.
Cool.
Everything is done here on premise. And then once it goes off and connects to the data sources, does the appropriate data cleansing, potentially data masking,
right,
and then going off and loading up to the cloud, that's what we're doing behind the scenes.
Cool.
All right, so let's actually go ahead and jump into the demo. All right, so what I've got up on the screen right now, we're just standard browser pointing to informatica.com/cloud, and I'm gonna go ahead and click on the login link here.
Okay.
All right, so I'm gonna log in as my demo user. And the very first service that I'm going to use is something called data synchronization. This is probably our most popular cloud service that allows you to perform real data integration up here in the cloud. All right, so if I go ahead and click new, what you see is a very simple six-step wizard. So this particular service really is more focused to that business user or that application team member that's not necessarily an integration expert in IT. And you lay out the very simple steps here. Give it a name to keep track of over time. Pick your source, where you're pulling data out of. Step three, pick your target, where's the data going to. Filter the data, map everything together, perform transformation rules, and schedule to run on a recurring basis.
That's really cool. I mean, I'm a data science-y kind of guy, and I love the fact that you've sort of laid this out in a really, like, we're going to prepare some data, and here's some good steps that you can take to follow.
Yeah, that's right. Now, for anybody that's an Informatica on-premise user, when they see this, a lot of times they don't even believe this is coming from Informatica. And you'll see some of our solutions that are more geared for that IT user. Mm-hmm. But what we're really trying to do with Informatica Cloud is to really make Informatica technology much more accessible to more people in the organization.
Got it.
All right, so here I'm just going to do a very simple demo. What I'm going to do is connect to Salesforce, and I'm going to load account data into the Azure Blob store. So very simple example here to show you what you can do with Informatica. So here I'm going to go off and connect to Salesforce. Now, if we go ahead and take a look at this, as far as my details around the connectivity goes, I'm using the standard API, the web service API behind the scenes. So I've got standard username, password information. And now I can go off and I'm not looking at the underlying API calls. We're looking at the actual logical objects, the data objects inside of Salesforce. So nobody has to know anything about the APIs. I'm just going off and choosing the account object. And we pick the object, and we also see a quick data preview of the data that's there. So this looks correct for my little use case here. So I'll now move on to step three, and this is where I choose my target. And here, I'm going to go ahead and choose my Azure Blob Storage account. And what I'm going to do is I could choose any existing file or blob that's there, but I'm going to create a new data store here that'll be based entirely off of the schema that you see in Salesforce. So it's kind of like a replication use case.
Sure.
All right, so I've gone ahead, I've created that, and now I can move on to the data filter step. So standard data filtering, a common use case here is, you know, people only want to grab data that was maybe created this year or created in the last 2 years, mm-hmm. or maybe for a certain region, something along those lines. Standard filtering is available. Now I move on to step five. This is our field mapping step. So this is where you define how does the data move from Salesforce to Blob Storage. And right now we've just gone ahead and just moved everything over simply, but if I go ahead and click on any field, you see it's actually a hyperlink. And what we expose now are the data integration rules that are available to me. So I have all these great rules.
I see.
And you can transform the data as you need to as it's moving from one system to another.
I see.
So for this use case here, I'm just going to go off and I'm going to choose a simple substring, actually. That's what I'm going to choose. So the Salesforce ID value is 18 characters in width. And oftentimes, people only want to deal with the unique part of that ID. So instead of grabbing the full 18 characters, I'm just going to grab the last 10. That's really the unique components for my system. So here, I'm going to do a substring of the account ID, starting at the 10th value and moving to the 18th character. Right. So go ahead and click OK. And now we're doing that simple transformation. Again, we could change and modify as needed. I then move on to step six. This is where I can schedule this to run on a recurring basis. So I can either choose existing schedules that I've created, hourly or nightly. I can create new schedules. So whatever you need to do, whatever your business rules are, you have the ability to schedule these things to run as needed. All right, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to manually run this. So what's happening here is, again, Informatica Cloud is sending the instructions to my secure agent. The secure agent's connecting over to Salesforce, performing those transformation rules, and moving it over to Blob Storage. Now, I've actually got about 100,000 rows that I'm going to be moving over here. It should take about 2 minutes. Now, while that's running, let me just highlight a few things. Again, with Informatica Cloud, we have a whole set of different things that we can connect to. So I just chose Salesforce. But if we go to informatica.com/cloud and again go take a look at the connectivity page, I mean, here you see whether it's traditional on-premise systems like SAP, new systems that are out there, cloud-based solutions, you see them all here.
That's
and we're
cool.
looking to continue to add this. Like I said, you know, new applications are coming up every day. Whenever customers say, hey, there's this important solution or application I need to connect to, we're all over that and we're going to create that connector pretty fast.
Is there a way to have multiple connectors and then do kind of join type stuff?
Yeah, you can. And we'll actually see that when I get into the next demo, how you can combine different data sources.
Got it.
And really bring them into one holistic view of your data.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go here real quick and also show you some of the other solutions that I'm not going to have time to demo.
Okay.
One here is our contact validation service. Now what this does is it allows you to perform data quality rules on your data. So validation of your postal addresses. So we're actually going to go off with all the countries, most of the countries in the world, going after the actual postal services themselves.
I see.
To validate whether or not those addresses can actually be delivered to. We can add geocoding information on the addresses. And we can also validate whether you have a valid email address that can actually be sent to. So this is great for marketers that are doing email campaigns. So that's one solution. We also have the ability to do data masking, just like the HIPAA requirement that you talked about. Mm-hmm. If we take a look at this, if we take a look at some of the masking rules that we have available, you can see that you can substitute or mask, you can identify whether it's a credit card, a social security number, email addresses, you can substitute names. So depending on the type of analytics or integration that you're performing, you may still want to have data that looks real and have most of the data there, but anything that's sensitive, you either want to mask or remove.
Correct.
And really that's what this solution is there for.
I see.
We also have the ability to connect back to the Informatica on-premise offering. So PowerCenter, again, is our on-premise product. We have the ability to integrate. So if you have a hybrid deployment where you have some of the IT folks working in conjunction with the business users using Informatica Cloud, you can use this capability to do that integration.
All right, well, should we check on the state of the other one?
Let's go ahead and take a look. So it looks like it's gone ahead and finished, and it's processed the 100,154 rows. So did that pretty quickly.
All right, let's move into that next demo, the integration one you were telling them.
Yeah. So here, if we go ahead and take a look, we have the ability to go to something that's called a mapping. So for anybody that's watching this that's familiar with more of a traditional integration solution or maybe our on-premise offering, this is going to look familiar. So here, I'm going to connect to a local data warehouse, and I'm going to move that to Azure Data Warehouse. And what pops up on the screen now is an empty palette that allows me to build whatever integration rules that I want. So I'm not confined to a wizard-based approach here. Mm-hmm. I'm really going to be able to build whatever is required based off my business rules. So here, you see we have a whole list of different transformations that you can build out. And I'm going to do a very simple example, and I'll show you a more complex example here in just a second. But what I'm going to do is, again, I'm going to connect to a local SQL Server database that has a star schema, mm-hmm. and I'm going to perform a very simple transformation and then load it into Azure Data Warehouse. All right, so here for this source, I'm going to go and connect to my local SQL warehouse. And for anybody that's familiar with data warehousing or analytics, you'll know that the schemas are all driven off of something that's called a fact table. Mm-hmm. So this has all your measures that are part of your analytics. So if I start off by choosing my opportunity fact table, I can then go off and choose related objects. So here, for opportunity, I have information about accounts, products, and contacts. I automatically identify those relationships and I can pull that in. So for those that are familiar with just relational concepts, I mean, essentially here I've just done an automatic join, bringing those four two tables together, and now I'm ready to load that data into Azure. So I've got that source, but before I move it in, I'm going to go and perform my expression. So I'm going to go ahead and create a new transformation. I'll do something very similar to what I just did, just to show an example. I'm going to create a new field. I know that my data warehouse has address 1 and address 2 in two separate fields.
Okay.
I'm going to just perform a simple concat. So I'll call a new field full address string 255. And then if I go into the configuration part, again, you see that ability to choose the different functions. And I'm just going to do simple concat. So I'm going to do a concat of address 1 with address 2. And really, the idea here is that anybody that's familiar with some of the maybe transformation rules in Excel, for instance, they should have no problems being able to use this here in Informatica Cloud.
All right.
Great. So now I'm going to go ahead now and load this into Azure Data Warehouse. So let's connect that over, and let's go ahead and connect to the data warehouse. And just like I did in the previous example, I'm going to go off and auto-generate my table in Azure DW and have it reflect what I just pulled out. So I'm going to create a new object at runtime. This really is essentially dynamically building the table,
right,
based off that metadata. And I'll call this opportunity data. All right. And lastly, one thing that I wanted to point out, we're going to use the best practices when it comes to Azure Data Warehouse loading. Mm-hmm. Potentially we're talking about millions, if not hundreds of millions of rows being loaded on a recurring basis.
Right.
So the performance of this has got to be really robust. So we follow best practices. We're going to first stage the data to Azure Blob Storage. So we're going to blast the data in there as fast as possible. And then we're going to use Poly-based technology behind the scenes to make parallel connections into the data warehouse to optimize that data load.
That's cool.
So we see here right now, we're just going to go ahead and use 4 concurrent connections, but we can up that as needed. But I'm just going to connect to my blob container. And now I can save and run. And again, what we're doing here is we're sending all these instructions down to our runtime secure agent,
yep,
connecting to that SQL database, performing the rules, and then blasting the data up into Azure Data Warehouse.
Well, this is really cool. I suspect this is going to take a little bit longer.
This will only take about 50 seconds or so because I've only got a small data set.
Got it.
But while that's running, let me show you this one other mapping that I've got here. And this, again, really kind of talks about more of the examples that we're seeing from corporate IT as they're building out some of these integrations here in the cloud. Now, what this is doing is it's actually connecting to a live SAP instance that we've got running back in Informatica. And it's going off and performing the transformations that we talked about. Connecting to SAP, doing some transformation rules on that. Then it's using a lookup to essentially join the data to our CRM system. So get the order details, combine it with the user or the sales rep, sales group information, get the office details, and really combine it with the opportunity from the CRM so that you've got a holistic view of opportunities and orders. It's going through additional transformation rules before loading it into, in this case, I'm actually loading this into a SQL, Azure SQL database rather than to Data Warehouse.
Well, this is really cool. Where can folks go to find out more about this?
So if folks go ahead and go to this particular link here, so informatica.com/Azure Cloud Trial, you actually get a free 60-day trial of everything that you just saw here today.
Cool.
And for anybody that wants more information, if they go to informatica.com/Azure Cloud Integration, you'll see information about everything that I showed you and a lot more as we continue to build this out.
All right, well, thanks for spending some time with us, bud.
Sure thing, Seth. It's
my
pleasure.
We're here in Orlando, Florida for the Worldwide Partner Conference, talking to some great ISVs. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Thank you.